So let's talk about Tu B'Av. The Mishnah obviously has this radical statement about some equivalency between Yom Kippur and Tu B'Av, and kind of shocking, right? Yom Kippur is achas bashana, completely and utterly on its own, and Tu B'Av, despite the fact that the Balei HaTosfos and Rashi both refer to it here as Hainu Yomtif, they do give it some kind of a status. It's hard to know exactly what to make of that terminology. There isn't an Isser Malacha in the Kedushas Hayom, but they, if you take a look at the Tosos of Yom Shehutru Shvatim Lavoza Bazeh, Dehainu Yamtif, it's a pretty striking statement. So we have to try to understand, and that's exactly where the Gemara jumps off. So the Gemara says the following: Amr Shimon ben Gamliel, Ohi Yom Tom the Israel Kechamisha Sar Be'av, Uchiyom Akipur, and Bishlam Yom Akipur, Mishum De Espe Slicha Mechila Yom Shenisnu Baluchos Achronos. So Yom Kippur, we understand, even though again normally we wouldn't affiliate it as Yomim Tovim Li Yisrael, as the Rambam discusses in Hilchos Chanukah, Yira Tshuva Vefachad. It's not a day of Hallel, Ein Simcha Yisera. But by the end, right, the Slicha U'Mechila, that we could really relate to. And I just want to, point out that given that the real definition of Simcha is V'samachta Lifnei Hashem Elokecha, so the restoration of that relationship, Slicha U'Mechila, not just Slicha, which is, Kinuach, sort of wiping away, but leaving a smudge or a stain, but Mechila, real erasure, Hakol Mechulin Lach, person is Mochel, in Dine Mamanos, it means that they're really wiping it away. It's completely, erased. So that restoration of the relationship between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and his people every Yom Kippur is indeed the definition of Simcha. V'samachta lifnei Hashem Elokecha. That is what Simcha is. Elo Tu B'Av Mayhi. Right? It's a very loaded question in the Gemara. Like, what could possibly about Tu B'Av equate to Yom Kippur? So the fact that there are six answers in the Gemara already tells you that the question might be better than the answer. But each one of them, I think, is fascinating, and I think actually establishes a certain ofi, a certain nature to Tu B'Av. I'll give you my thesis now, and I'll try to show how all of the above really instantiate this thesis. So my thesis is that what Tu B'Av really is the Simcha of reversing Tisha B'Av. And Tisha B'Av is a day of Hester Panim, and Tisha B'Av is a day of fracture, of bidud, echay, ashvav adad, of isolation, sheila shalom. We talked about that quite extensively. Yoshev badad v'idom, kinat alav, all of those themes. So reversal of that on Tu B'Av in terms of both reconnecting the Jewish people with Kadosh Baruch Hu, Sasam Tfilasi reversals, as well as reconnecting the Jewish people with each other, right? Because of that Bidud, Eicha, Yashva, Vadad, and the Mitzora dimensions of Tisha B'Av that we've accounted for, right? Kind of an Avelus that overcomes a Yom Moed, right? Mitzora being the person who's Mizabel by Shabbos and by Yontif as well. So I think we'll be able to very clearly instantiate within the data in the Gemara itself, the six shitos, that Tu B'Av Simcha is really the reversal of the Avelos of Tisha B'Av. So let's take a look. So I'm Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel, Yom Shetru Shvatim Lavo Zeh Bazeh, my Dar Zeh, Devar Shere Tziva Hashem Livnos Lavchad Livmor, Lato Be'Nehem Tiena L'Nashim, they could marry whoever they want, but, and that was a major but, right? Major right, disclaimer, that would have to be, from the tribe of Menashe. Davar zeh lo yehi noeg ela bedor zeh. Keeping Klal Yisrael separated from each other, even in isolated cases, is something that is painful. So in the next generation, whenever there was a bas yoreshes nachala that she could marry, outside of the Shevet, is something that is a source of joy. So again, here I think you see very clearly in the Sheet of Shmuel, it's about connecting Klal Yisrael with one another, one of the aspects of Tisha B'Av that needs to be reversed. Amar Yosef, Amar Nachman, a second Sheetah, Yom Shehutar Shevet Binyamin Levo Bakahal, almost exactly the same analysis. Shenemar Vishishol Nishba Mitzvah Lemor, Ish Menu Lo Yitain Bitol Levinyamin Leisha, My Darish, Amarav Mimenu Velo Mibanenu. It was always meant to expire after generations. So again, bringing Klal Yisrael together after the isolation and solitude of Tisha B'Av. Rabbi Baruch Hanan, Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Yom Shekalu Bo Meisei Midbar, Damar Mar, Achelo Kalu Meisei Midbar, Lohea Dibor Moshe, Shenemar, Vayikashir Tamu, Chol Anshei Melchama, Lamos, Vayidaber Hashem Eli, Eli, Haya Hadibor. So again, really interesting, reconnecting HaKadosh Baruch Hu with the Jewish people. Hashem did not really speak to Moshe, Bechavivos, that entire period of Nidui. So just as Tisha B'Av is a day of Hester Panim, so Tu B'Av becomes a day of reconnecting Klal Yisrael to the Ribono Shel Olam. And Yom Shekalu Meisei Midbar is described very vividly by both the Balei Tosfos as well as Rashi, you know, that they would have to climb into these graves that they dug in themselves every Tisha B'Av. And there's different views in the Rishonim. Did they die only on Tisha B'Av, or did they die mostly on Tisha B'Av? Well, be that as it may, it was also an extremely isolating experience. Imagine climbing in by yourself into a grave that you dug, you know, wondering whether you would wake up in the morning. Really interesting idea. And Tu B'Av, you know, when the full moon came out, everybody could sort of rest assured for that year that they were going to be okay. Parenthetically, I would just note, there's really interesting discussion here in Rashi of what does it mean that all those years, you know, that the Dibor was not to Moshe, Eli Hayah Dibor at this point. So Rashi says, "Biyichud v'chiba d'chsev v'idaber Hashem Eli lemor Eli nisyachin Dibor v'avagav d'mekami hachik sivi kray behu v'idaber ikadamri lohi apel peh ela b'chizayon lai lo gimgum." That Moshe lost his aspaklaria hamira. He sort of descended to the level of an average Navi. Fascinating. Ula, fourth sheeter, Amar Yom Shebitol Sheben Allah, Pardesio Shehoshiv Yerav Minavad Al Hadrachim, Shelo Yalu Yisrael Regel, V'Amar La'ezesh Yeretu Yalu. So again, Sheben Allah was not tzaddik. Rashi says here he's a Rasha. He didn't say, you know, by the way, everybody should be behind the mitzvah Aliyah L'Regel, but he said, I'm a libertarian. I don't like the idea of people being, you know, banned by big government, by Yerava ben Nevat's, you know, guards from being Ola L'Regel. Those who want to can go. Those who don't want to aren't going to go. So speaking about reconnecting Klal Yisrael with the Ribono Shel Olam, obviously, this is self-evident from this fourth shita of Ula. Rav Masna Amar Yom Shenisto Harugi Beisar L'Kvura. Amar Rav Masna Osa Yom Shenisto Harugi Beisar L'Kvura. Tiknu biyavna hatov ametiv. Hatov shalubisrichu hametiv shenidu lekvura. This is such a sense of Yeshua, the alafim and revavos of Besar that were strewn about. So this too, you know, created an enormous sense of hashras hashchina, this miraculous event also connected Klal Yisrael with the Ribono Shel Olam. Exactly what's missing, sakosa ve'anan lach, me'avor tefillah, that sense of Hashem is impenetrable, inaccessible. In Tisha B'Av, that was also, when in the fifth shita, of Rav Masna reversed. And perhaps most famous, and oh, by the way, there's a Tosos here, should just know, where Tosos say, that's why we say Atov Ametiv mostly on wine, so connecting the Birchas Hanenin to the Birchas Hamazon, because their preservation was as if they had been Lefi Shahayu Kimo Geder Becherem Velo Nisrechu, like being in the vineyard that they didn't rot. So just like a vineyard can be protected and upheld by the Geder. And when that Geder is Nifrats, when it's destroyed, then of course the Kerem gets trampled. As pointed out Ephraim by which Navi? Quite famously. An extended Mashal. That if the yes, thank you. Okay, well done. Rabbi Rav Yosef Damri Tarvayu Yom Shepasku Milichros Eitzim LaMaracha. So what's the big simcha in not having Atzei Maracha anymore to chop down, right? Because you know the Tolaim are going to get into the moist Eitzim, and that's going to be a psul mizbeach. And the Kohanim who were Balei Mumin, they couldn't do the other avoda, so they would busy themselves with this. Tosfos points out, Kohanim Balei Mumin, Heimenakrin Hoetzim, Mesirin Hoetzim, Mitoloim, Shepsulos l'mayracha, this was some of the less glamorous work that went on in the Beis HaMikdash, but it had to be done. Okay? No shame in that kind of work. It's honest work. The Hechsher Avoda. So Rav Lezer Gadol explained, Mechamisha asar ba'aveilach, the reason that there's more moisture in the woods is Tashash kocha shalchama v'lo yikarsim eitzim la'aracha l'fi she'in an yiveshin. So Amr v'nash v'karula yom tavar magal, when you destroy the sickle, because you're not going to be cutting down the eitzim anymore. That's also the day when the Soviet Union fell, is Yom Tavar Magal. Mikan ve'ilach, de Mosef Yosef, de lo Mosef Yosef, ma Yosef, amr Yosef, tikberei ime. So the point is, according to the sixth shita, what's Tu B'Av really about? More and increasing Talmud Torah. Yeah, exactly. So again, speaking of reversals of Tisha B'Av. So according to all six shitos, whether it's Hutru Shvatim Avo Zeh B'Zeh, whether it's Shevet Ben Yamin, whether it's the Haruge Besar, whether it's more Talmud Torah, whether it's Aliyah L'Regel, all of these are reconnecting Hashem with the Jewish people and reversing the pathologies of Tisha B'Av, and perhaps none more dramatically than the one which says, Yom Shekalu Bo Meisei Midbar, which is, again, reconnecting Hashem to Moshe, but also reversing the original decree of Tisha B'Av. It's all black and white. So what we mean when we say Yom Kippur is, Lohay Yom Tovim L'Yisrael, Yom Kippur, so we understand, because it's about reordering, refashioning, and restoring that relationship between the Kaddish Baruch and Jewish people. It's explicit. Yom Slicha and Mechila. What the Gemara ends up saying is that's exactly what Tu B'Av does in reversing the pathologies of Tisha B'Av. So we're not really equating Tu B'Av and Yom Kippur, but we're saying Hianu Senes. If it's about that relationship, and Simcha is defined as that relationship. Again, V'samachli T'yashem Elokecha. So then Tu B'Av has a special Madrega. Okay, Shebhen Benos Yerushalayim. I want to just further the point here. Tanu Rabbanan Bas Melech, Shavalos Mi Bas Kohen Gadol, Bas Kohen Gadol Mi Bas Gan, Bas Gan Mi Bas Meshuach Mocham, Bas Meshuach Mocham Mi Bas Kohen Hedyor. So they would borrow dresses from each other, B'shita, V'chol Yisrael Sholin Zemizah, Kedei Shelo Yizvaye Shesmi She'en Lo. It's always very nice, to be makbid and kavod abrios and to avoid anything that would possibly embarrass somebody else. But what's the din prati, so to speak? Why is that particularly compelling on Tu B'Av, Akiva, the Shita Senum?
That's the connection of Klal Yisrael to each other and making sure that everyone is counted for as opposed to the issue by that.
Exactly right, and especially in light of the Sinas Chinam phenomenon, right? So that to be solicitous of people's dignity is, the best way of reversing the pathologies of Tisha B'Av. It's a kol kedim tulin tunin tevila. Again, the same din. Amar blesser afilu mikupalim munachem mikufsa. They could have been in the closet all year long. It doesn't matter. We're going out of our way, because what we really want to do is make a public statement. Shelo levayish es tzricha tevila. It's always important, right? The definition of a community is, people who are not willing to embarrass each other. That's critically important. So, Benos Yisrael Yotzos V'cholos B'kramim Tanim Yishen Lo'isha Nifned L'sham Miuchasu Sheben Ayomros etc. Bachor So'enecha Tan Rabbanan Yefefio Sheben Mayomros Tzinu Enecham L'yofi Shein Isha L'yofi Miuchasu Sheben Mayomros Tzinu Enecham L'mishpacha Fi Shein Isha L'labanim Mechuaru Sheben Mayomros Kechu Mektchachem L'shum Shamayim. Okay, that you should do this for the right reason. Sheker Achain, Vehevel Hayofi, Amar Ula Bira, Amar Blazar, Asir Kadosh Baruch Hu, Lasos Machul Tzadikim V'Yoshe Bineim V'Ganeden V'Cholechad V'Echad Mar Be'Etzbo Shenemar V'Amar Be'Yomahu Yine Elokeinu Zeh Kivinu Lo V'Yoshinu Zeh Hashem Kivinu Lo Nagila V'Nismecha B'Yeshua So. So again, a very fitting end to this Gemara, as we interpret it, I think it's perfect, right? It's not just random, but this teaching of Ula Bira is meant to reflect the idea of restoring that relationship with Hashem, right? This is the ultimate sense of, communing with the divine, of Dveikus Bashem. Hine Elokeinu Zeh Kivinu Lo, it could really be Mara Be'etzba, as it were, and pointed out in an almost physical kind of a way. So that's exactly what the Gemara was talking about in terms of the special yichus of Tu B'Av, which will begin, really, like I said, in just a few minutes. It's about the restoration of the relationship between Hashem and the Jewish people and Klal Yisrael with one another. So that final image of, you know, Lasid Lavo, of the Tzadikim Yoshvin, they're all both communing with Hashem, you know, but also with each other. Tzadikim Yoshvin, Atroseyan Beroshea, and then in Mizivah Shechina, there's a collective part of that dynamic to that illustrious grouping, and that becomes, I think, a very fitting image, even if it's an Olam HaEmes image, with an analog here in this world on Tu B'Av. So again, the Simcha and the Yom Tov of Tu B'Av is really a metric, it's a shiur in the Hipuch, and the reversal of the pathologies of Tisha B'Av, both in terms of the Hester Panim of Tisha B'Av, and in the isolation of Klal Yisrael, you know, from one another. And therefore, Hutru Shvatim Lavo Bazel, Hutru Shevet Binyamin. These are all very important, you know, markers. And I think it's very inspirational, frankly, that, you know, you could have all six of these Shitos. The last of the Shitos that we saw, Rabban Rav Yosef, as explained by Rabbi Lazar, I think is, in some ways, you know, the most, I think, touching. Because instead of rooting in an historical event, Hutru Shvatim, or Shevet Binyamin, or Kalu B'Mesa Midbar, which are massive national kind of events, or Hoshea ben Allah and the reversal of Yeravam ben Nevat's decrees, or Haruge Besar, those are macro historical events. What they're saying is Tu B'Av is a new simcha every year because it's, you know, a shasa kosher for Limud HaTorah for the individual, essentially, right? That's the Yom Tavar Magal. I think that can be something that we all appreciate, and how much Chazal valued that afilu echad yoshev lomed shchina shruya imo, that they called that first night when you realize you'll have a little bit more time. Unfortunately, in the era of email and WhatsApp and texting, it doesn't exist anymore because you never get a break. But, you know, at least in theory, you know, that sense of simcha that accompanied afilu echad yoshev lomed shchina shruya imo was something that could equate to nisnu haruge besar lekvura, or hutru shvatim lavo zebazar, or hutar shevet binyamin, kalubo meisei midbar. That's a dramatic statement about, you know, enri neshal Torah lo balayla, and is a good mechazik for all of us in our limud haTorah balayla kumi roni balayla in adam lomed rov chachmasa lo balaylan. Especially in light of the Rambam in Paragimel of Talmud Torah, the Kisra Shel Torah Lo Yabid Afilu Echad Mikol Ilosav, the importance of the Laila in terms of Limud HaTorah, you know, is a critical factor. Okay, so that's what I think is the Pshat for Tu B'Av, and it comes out that it basically is the same underlying concept as Yom Kippur, as the restoration of the relationship between Kadosh Baruch Hu and his people, Yom Slicha Mechila, Yom Shenisnu Baluchos Acharonos. Akiva, go ahead.